Hilariously Melbourne. Choosing Phoebe, Feb and Nick for your mornings is almost as easy as choosing the right electricity provider. Lumo has low electricity rates and is 100% Aussie owned. Join Lumo today.
And how good was that yesterday, boys? The news, the 11 a.m. press conference. I didn't even know about that because we're in ISO. Did you? How did you find out?
I was playing COD and Marcel.
You're connected.
Marcel, who is our tech guy. What's he do?
Well, he does. Social media guru.
He's behind our online content and our social media.
He was like, Loosh, because I was watching the baseball. And he said, Loosh, put it on the TV. The press conference is on. I was like, what? And then I had it on mute. I didn't really care too much. I was watching the baseball.
Wow.
I've got to be honest,
you've
got to
read about it, don't you?
Well, I didn't see it either, but I have read about it. But I'm one of those, I take a while to process the changes because it was hard enough for me to get my head around that original roadmap, which was back on the 26th of October, but then really back on the 5th of November. And so now I'm still a little bit confused, but should we go through it?
Well, I'm still back in when they said you've got 2 weeks lockdown 8 months ago. So I'm not really taking anything they say serious.
You just switched off then.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are things we know. So as of 11:59 p.m. on Wednesday, is that right? So Thursday's Freedom Day, or is it Friday?
No, Friday. So it's
Friday. Thursday night. Not a great start.
Not a great start.
Wow.
So 12 o'clock Friday morning.
Get her away from the podium.
We're going to have a party. Like, literally party.
Okay, sorry. Back to the official stats. So as of Friday morning, there is no curfew. You can leave your house for any reason whatsoever. Mm. You just can't go to regional Victoria yet. That's off. Yep. That's off the cards.
Yep.
You can go to the hairdresser, but only 5 people. You can have 20 people in an indoor eating cafe or restaurant environment. Still 50 10? Outside.
20.
I think it was 20. All right,
good.
So I memorized.
Yeah,
that's good.
Job. 20 indoors, 50 outdoors. All fully vaxxed.
What was that? Oh, this is for restaurants and cafes.
Yeah.
And wait for it. At home, you can have, Nick, 5? Mm-hmm. 10. How many?
I think it's 10.
5.
Thanks, Mr. Andrews.
It is 10. 10 visitors.
That's 10.
10 visitors at home. See, I told you, all these roadmaps, they've really collided in my brain. And I haven't used...
Is massage open?
Lately. No, well, I was looking for that. I don't know that all the massage and beauty salons are open. Can we get some confirmation on that, Leon? I didn't think they were.
I'm not sure about massage, but retail, I don't think is completely open yet. So
what about nails and all the beauty stuff? Can we do that yet?
It might be like hairdressers, as long as you can keep the mask on.
Mm. Well, they surely do hairdressers.
Surely nails. I bite my nails, so I've never had them done. But the smell of those chemicals, surely those chemicals kill COVID.
Whatever
they're putting on people's fingers, it stinks when you walk past.
100. Hey, did any of you two yesterday, I don't know if you would have, Boxy, but maybe Nick, book somewhere for lunch or dinner? Did anyone go online and try to book anything?
Did you?
100, mate, straight away.
What have you booked?
Couldn't get in. I tried to book Portsea Pub to go just on the Friday afternoon for lunch at 12:30.
Oh, yeah? Booked out.
Can't get in, booked out, done, nowhere. I could not get in anywhere. I'm that flat. I said to Alex, we might have to just put the suit on and just a little party get on. Nowhere to go. We can't go anywhere.
I tried to book a haircut and they said, yeah, no worries. It's available from November 17. Okay, it was just full up to that date already, so I'm going to look rotten as ever. Yep.
Do you know what I think, though? This is where you just give it a few weeks to just everyone get it out of their system and then try to go out to a restaurant, Feb. Just give it a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's great advice.
Great advice. But this is good news. Well done,
Melbourne. I want a beer on Friday.
Yeah,
Victoria. Well done, I reckon we deserve a really big pat on the back. It's been really, really tough. I even got a bit emotional yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, I just thought, because... I had to drive to get my COVID test, and I was looking at the streets, I was looking at the emptiness, and I saw people queuing up outside a cafe, and I just went, whoa, this has just been it's decimated this town.
You think you're emotional about that, Boxy? Wait till we actually go out and have to talk to people, and everyone himself.
Oh, I'll still cancel everything. That won't change.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, let's talk about Snoop Dogg. Firstly, did you see that Menu Log dropped him? We're going to go with some local talent.
Why?
Well done.
He got paid about 9.5 or 9.8 million for that campaign for Menu Log.
I always wondered what that was worth. How did you find that out?
I read an article about it.
Wow, because that Menu Log, that is the best ad that anyone's ever done. It just sticks
in
your head.
Do you use Menu Log, though?
Yep, down here we do. So we've got.
Oh, you do, right.
Yeah.
I used it in the hotel a bit.
Oh, right, okay. Mm. I've never
different stuff. You can get some different stuff on there.
Yeah, different things, yeah.
Mm.
Well, another news story about Snoop Dogg is that Jamie Foxx has come out and said that he used Snoop Dogg. He's very handy, Snoop Dogg, isn't he?
Is that
he
Lindsay's
used
son?
Him to intimidate his daughter's boyfriend. So Jamie Foxx has an adult daughter. News to me. Didn't even know that. Mm. But let's hear Jamie Foxx was talking about this on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
What happened was my daughter, who didn't know that I had already ran a background check on a boyfriend, he comes... He comes to the crib, and Snoop happens to be there. And I said, Snoop, there he is right there. Shake him up. And Snoop walked over to my daughter's boyfriend and just said, hey, what's up? What's up, cuz? You know? Hey, look here, you know, we her uncles, you know what I'm saying? So act accordingly, homie.
Mate, that's straight out of Bad Boys, Boxy. Have you remember that scene?
No, when I haven't seen Bad Boys.
Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, they're obviously partners in crime, and Martin Lawrence's daughter comes to the door, the guy's taking her out for a date. Will Smith walks up with a pistol because they're cops and said, I'm the uncle, with a bottle of scotch, and absolutely scares the bejeebus out of the poor kid.
It's exactly almost identical, scene. But he sounds like he'd be more intimidating than Snoop Dogg. I mean, I don't think of Snoop Dogg as the most intimidating rapper.
Yeah, you'd say Puff Puff Give.
Yeah, this big cloud of smoke stood up and come over and spoke to me.
Now, there's nothing like intimidating your partner's... your daughter's partner, because I've done that plenty of times with Mia. She had a boyfriend back in the early days. I guess she was like 13 or 14, Boxy, maybe?
Yeah.
And this little young kid come over just for I was after school. And I walked in. Pretty much a play date, and I absolutely smashed him straight in the ribs, tackle right on the bed.
What?
Absolutely, and they never come back.
Oh, lit him up.
Yeah, just like a rugby tackle, straight in under the rib cage, bang, and he couldn't breathe. He's like, I said, "G'day, mate, how you going?" Never saw him again.
I'd pick Snoop.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, guys, obviously, I haven't had any coffee. You've seen all show. I am liquid free. I'm juicing, guys. I'm on a cleanse. It's a liver cleanse. It's like a...
Oh,
it's
good luck.
I think Renee's been on this juice. It's for 3 days. Our producer, Renee. Thanks for the reset, Fiona. I'm a bit rattled. I need food. But Alex said to me over the weekend, because I've been drinking, I don't know, a bottle or two a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun.
Which is good fun. But I don't eat too bad, but I just...
Pardon?
I've got no energy. Pardon what?
You don't eat badly.
Well, not horrible food.
I honestly, every time I get a message from you, I think it's like a KFC ad sponsorship that's popped up. I go, hold on, scroll past, chicken. Get to Fev's message. Oh, hold on. That is the message.
Lightly fried chicken, like the calamari. It's not deep fried. It's beautiful. I think you tell yourself.
Air fryers in KFC. We know that.
I've got bigger than I nearly did when I was on Jenny Craig, and that's...
Hold on.
I'm about the same weight. I'm 127 kilos, which is not good.
Hold on. You're almost as big as when you started Jenny Craig.
Started Jenny Craig. So,
do you know what?
Alex,
and I'm not just saying this to you. You look fine. I can't see it. Where are you holding it? Below the camera. Because I can't see it.
So I nearly got cancelled. But no. And she said she doesn't want me to die when I'm young and all this stuff. And she had a real good talking to me. So... Yeah. Stooksy was like, you need to, you know, be up and about.
Look,
you're aging. You look fat. You're not toned anymore. You've lost your muscles. And then it was sort
you're
of
going to die of a broken heart if any more of those come through.
But the way I took it, I fought back a little bit, and I didn't take it on board. This was Friday, and then Saturday I woke up and was like, all right, I'm doing it. I'm going to start Monday, order the cleanse. So she's doing it with me. So we're doing a 3-day cleanse, but I hired a personal trainer that night. I got online and found a guy who's going to train me, and he said the best thing is the weight will be easily lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
And well, it's just done. A matter of keeping it off. But he said, when was the last time you trained? I broke back 10 years ago. He goes, oh, no. It's going to hurt. And I said,
yes.
When are
you going to do when are you starting the personal training?
Well, soon as we open up.
Yeah, great.
So probably Thursday, I'll get going on personal training and trying to get my body back into shape, which is good. So I'm going to try rip up Boxy, Nick. I'm going to be alcohol-free for a little bit. So on the weekend just passed, I ordered $85 worth of KFC. I've had 4 bottles of red over the weekend, 16 beers. And now I'm done. So I went out with a bang.
Oh, wow.
And when does the training start? Today?
The cleanse starts today. So I'm going to do it's a liver cleanse.
That's
so it's just
be
juices
tough.
And, yeah, I know. I think at night time it's a soup, like some sort of soup in a bottle. It's going to be tough for a couple of days. Hey, mate, when I was on Jenny Craig and had to cut weight, I didn't eat for 10 days. I can do it.
No, that's you can support. Do it. I've given juice fast to go, and I've bought all the juices for the week. Like, you've got to buy them all for the week, and it costs your fortune. And then halfway through the first day, I've decided I don't like juice. I can't do it. I do not like juice.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, I don't.
Nobody likes it. That's why it's a cleanse.
I can't.
It's not a juice yummy. It's a juice
I have
cleanse.
To eat food.
This is where I'm at, Nick. I've had my wife tell me that I don't look good anymore. I'm overweight. I'm looking old. And my co-host tell me that she doesn't like juice. Thanks for the support. I'm on the juice for the next 3 days. Thank you very much. Yuck. Where am I at?
You can do it, Fev. I look forward to drinking with you on Friday.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
And a sad day for a wonderful landmark in Victoria. And Fev, we have a history of trying to save landmarks. Now,
the eye.
This one, I don't know whether this wants to be saved, but I'm tempted to get involved. I mean, usually when like Festival Hall closed down, Nick, we tried to save it because we thought that's a Melbourne icon.
Dracula's.
They sent us a formal letter from their lawyer. It was a cease and desist letter saying, please don't try to save us.
Because they were selling
they
it
wanted
overseas.
To sell it.
We tried Dracula's and then we went to Dracula's to try to save it. And Fee and I both went to Witches and Britches.
That's right, we went to the wrong one.
Went to the wrong one.
And that was a Chinese investor who was not going to give up on buying that property. We had no hope there. And what was the other one? Oh, the
restaurant.
Big worm, the giant worm down in Bass.
The restaurant.
Which restaurant?
The tram restaurants.
Oh, yeah, no, we're still working on that. I'm not convinced that's over.
Oh, okay.
I think it's just up on bricks. I think we can get the tram back.
Okay,
but,
wow.
Guys, I am speaking of Phillip Island's amazing things. Nothing?
No.
You don't remember? You don't know
this?
No.
Oh,
no,
my
I don't.
Goodness. Okay, so I grew up going to Phillip Island, and anyone who spent their school holidays going to Phillip Island, once you get on the island, just before the koala sanctuary on the main road in, there's amazing things on the left.
Mini golf as well? Is that the mini golf?
Yeah, there's mini golf.
Yes,
there's mini golf.
I have been there.
There's a maze.
these cool
slides. You know those slides that you go straight, you put on a hessian sack and
go
you
down,
drop.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Sounds
it's
terrifying.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. What was that?
Because there's been no tourists. Is that why?
Well,
it could probably pick up, couldn't
Jeff,
it?
Jeff, the owner, and he's owned it since 1991. I've met Jeff, lovely man.
J or a G?
G. Proper.
Oh, great. No, that's proper.
Is
love
that
it.
Proper?
Good
I
work,
don't know.
Jeff. Yeah, that's my dad.
Jeff opened it there. He was actually thinking of wrapping it up before COVID hit. So he...
probably should have done that earlier.
Well,
sorry, Jeff.
Sliding doors.
He's
2020 hindsight.
That's quite sad. That's the only theme.
That much.
I think it's the only theme park on the island. I can't remember.
I've been there. I've taken my kids there, Boxy. We had a great time there.
Because
you do the maze, and if you get that through quick, you go to the mini golf. And mate, they've got a great little canteen there with the hot dogs and the chips. I remember smashing them.
Of course.
Oh, man.
And beautiful. They've got one of those rooms where you take pictures and you look distorted. You know, like you look
like
a giant in the mirror room.
The mirror room.
You look like you're a giant, then you look like you're a tiny little person.
Hold on, I've just got to yell out to my wife.
Normal.
Looch, don't worry about Movie World. We're going to amazing things.
Be cheaper.
101.9 The Fox.
I thought yesterday I'll have my last bottle of red, guys. I ordered a nice St. Hugo's from just a bottle shop down here in Rye. And when it got delivered, you got to run up and show your ID because you need your ID to get your bottles. And
even when you're of age, like your age.
Yeah, you've got to show proof of age. Yeah, just in case.
So I would need to.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've never been to a bottle shop.
Well, you're a bit older than me, but
we're still. No. This is if it gets delivered for you.
Delivered.
Like
boxes.
If you use Uber Eats or Menulog or something, they need your ID.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Got to show proof of age. And when I got it, I only ordered one bottle. It was $63.99. And I grabbed it and I was like, this is heavy. And when I walked in and sat at my COD table, I was like, oh my God, there's two bottles. They sent me two bottles. I only ordered one. So I went back to the Menulog and I looked at it. Yep, I only ordered one. So I contemplated to myself, do I just drink them? Or do I ring up and say to the guy, mate, you've made a mistake, you've sent me one extra. So what would you guys do if you got something for free, if you ordered it over a lot?
Well, firstly, I'm going to assume it was a gift. I reckon they saw your name and said,
well, that's what I thought.
Fev needs a couple of these.
Yeah. Like a cafe, when you have 9 coffees and the 10th one's free, you've just smashed so much grog in your lockdown that they're just sending you extra St. Hugo's on the house.
I reckon I've ordered a lot. Would you ring up or would you just
keep
hang
on. How much are they worth? I'm not. How much
$63
is a bottle
bucks.
Worth? A bottle. Wow. Oh.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'd probably ring them because it's a small. Probably a small business, that winery, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a,
yeah,
no,
cool,
it's a bottle shop.
They'd make independent bottle-o. Bottle-o, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I rang. Nick, you wouldn't ring. I knew Fee would.
No, I'd be blind.
Yeah, you'd be blind. You'd be drinking.
I wouldn't
but
be able to call.
Up,
said, get out, guys.
I've just ordered two bottles of St. Hugo's, and he said, oh, yep. I said, I only ordered one, mate. He goes, no, you've ordered two. Because normally I order two. Because I had to work today, I thought I'll just order one because I don't want to be hungover in the morning. That's what comes through my mind. And
good work, Fev.
Yeah, I rang up and he was so appreciative and rapt that I'd called him. And I thought I was going to get it for free. But he said, can you drop it off tomorrow?
I said, what? Oh.
He wants me to drop the bottle back off at the bottle shop after I ordered it through Menulog to come to me.
Yeah, that's a nice thing for you to do.
Take a few sips out of it, though, as the service fee to
charge
give it back.
$7.
1019, The Fox.
And I'm guessing, Fev, you've played a lot of COD in isolation.
Yes.
Like more than usual?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot more. Yeah. Okay.
Pretty similar.
Remember that time when you thought you'd try to get me into COD and see if I liked it?
I brought it into work boxing.
You may have missed it, or you may be across it. We found an app that tracked Fev's we realised it is now an addiction to the video game Call of Duty COD, because he has played over 580 hours.
Mm.
You have.
You're gonna have to face it. You're addicted to COD.
Mission failed. We'll get him next time.
You're a bona fide addict, and you just play. You clearly, you played all day. It was like 20.
Bonafide-y.
Yeah, you really, 8 hours a day playing COD is a lot of video games. And all I hear about is that, Nick, you've heard that it's just COD, 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 COD.
Yeah. He got a COD birthday cake.
Yes.
For his 40th.
Yeah.
But I haven't played video games since I was about 12, so I wanted to play this.
Do you think the cake maker had to call us back and go, hold on, am I putting a zero after the four?
I had a COD cake.
This is incredible.
Oh, wow.
So, Nick, yesterday you're in Sydney, but Fev and I sat down and I played my very first game of COD.
Wow. Actual blood. That is disgusting.
I'll get him again.
This is so graphic. Oh, that's horrible. I don't need to see that.
All right, it's time to boogie.
That child.
That's your teammate.
Well, that child needs to go back to school.
So this is to aim?
Hang on, what do you mean this is to aim?
So the aim?
When you say aim.
So the aim at something, so press that.
What's that one?
That's to shoot, to aim and shoot them.
Oh, I shot.
Yeah.
Aim, shoot. I can see
bang.
You.
Yeah, oh my God, she gets it.
I don't feel safe. Abort, let's get
you
out.
You can't abort,
go.
Stand up, move.
I don't know what he's stand up.
So he's going to shoot you,
Oh, don't, I'm hidden. I'm hiding.
You can't just hide. You gotta kill.
Why can't I hide?
You gotta kill.
Which one's the killing button?
This one.
Which one?
That's shooting.
Don't use my ammo. I'm coming, guys. I'm coming.
They're gonna win this. There's only 14 people. 14 left.
Here we go. If I win this, you're running naked down Clarendon
Street.
No, you
gotta kill someone.
No, you said if I win.
That way, I'm there. Watch out.
I've got you, little turd.
I've got you, little turd. No, you're dead. Oh, you're the best.
They're watching you.
Quick, quiet.
Well, I want to hear them. Oh, one of them jumped out. Shh, shh, shh.
Just be quiet.
Say.
They won't hear us. Oh, man. I don't know. Ah! Someone just help me! He killed me! He snuck up on me!
God, you are sh**.
Rebirth. What happens here?
So if you die, you come back.
What do I do?
Yeah, so you gotta yell out, I want a rebirth.
I want a rebirth!
You don't have to do that.
Who are these guys?
They're our mates.
Who's that one that looks like an android?
That's me.
Where'd they go? Did they leave? No, was it you?
That's the one I wear. I wear that one.
It's a woman.
Yeah. You want to play again?
No, I'm nervous. I don't know about these red dots. You keep talking about red. Recon, contact, circle closing now, guys. Circle closing now.
You see what I mean now when I say it's hard?
It's very stressful, though. I'm really honestly, you don't need this stress in your life. You live in Blair Gowrie. Just go to the beach. You'll have a heart attack playing this game because I'm so stressed after that.
But normally I have my feet, I'll come really close, I have a glass of wine.
I don't want you playing that anymore.
Okay.
Wow.
That was amazing, Nick.
But you were doing quite well at the start and then it just really fell apart there, didn't it? Nick, a lot of screaming, a lot of fog of war.
It was the most stressful. I walked out of the room and I was traumatised. Josiah, you saw me, wasn't it?
She was. I've never seen Fee like that in my life.
Why would you do that to yourself? Like, here's the thing. Work has its own stress. Life has its own stresses. Having kids, paying bills, trying to, you know, do your best.
Alex has done all that.
Alex has done it all.
But why would you, in your downtime, put yourself in a war zone? It just makes no sense. The whole time I was worried there were people coming up behind me.
It's either hanging out with them or playing COD.
I hated it. But what about, imagine Fev and I genuinely having to do anything together that's quite stressful. Like, we were screaming at each other.
We did. We played a game on TV, actual TV, that we were supposed to work together. And then you kept fighting me about the questions. No, we worked together. What was that stupid game we played?
It was the chase.
My God.
Fee's right, though, Fev. You have moved down the beach for the least relaxing life anyone could live. Just 8 hours a day war.
Fifi, Fev and Nick. Melbourne's 101.9. The Fox.
We're in isolation. We're still stuck. Nick's in a hotel. I'm at home. Fev's down at his beach house. And Fev, remember before you were stuck down at your beach house, your father-in-law, Keithy, spent quite a bit of time down there on the beaches of the Mornington Peninsula. And on one occasion, he bumped into Ben Simmons' mum.
Now, Schnooksy, Alex, my beautiful fiancé, ex-wife, his father.
That's a weird one.
Do it the other way around.
My father-in-law, Keithy. Keithy Cheatham, he lives in Cairns, but he's down. He's down in Melbourne. He's brought his little dog that looks like a llama. I don't know what it's called.
Labradoodle.
It's a Labrador. Is it?
No, Groodle. You said golden retriever poodle.
Yeah, looks like a little llama.
Yeah.
And he often takes it for a walk. So he's down in in Blair Gowrie with us. And he thinks he's a bit of a smooth operator, Keithy. Mm. You know, he's got the English accent. He's really tanned. And he got away with the ladies.
Right.
So he went down for a walk. And he often drops, he calls it the B-bomb, which is saying that he's my son-in-law, father-in-law. And I'm his son-in-law. And he drops that into a conversation. He's proud of it.
Yeah,
and he thinks it always works. He goes, chicks love it. He loves it. So anyway, he's trying to power the play. He's doing a power play yesterday. He met this lady named Julie, and she's walking
Keith
her dog.
And Julie. Yep.
So Jules is there, and he's chatting away, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm just down from Cairns, staying at my daughter's holiday house, and blah blah blah." And he goes, "Yeah, so my son-in-law, the B-bomb, he dropped it. It's Brendan Favola, you know, played at Carlton, and you know, he's flexing." And she turned around, Jules, and said, "Oh, well, my son's Ben Simmons. He plays for the Philadelphia 76ers. Only earns $75 million a year. Keithy, unlucky, mate. The power play didn't work."
Oh, she dropped the B nuclear bomb. That is
as
massive.
She drove away in her Jaguar.
Fifi, Fev and Nick. 101.9 The Fox.
From isolation, Fev, Nick and myself, still in ISO, not long to go now, guys. One more day and we are free. But before we do that, remember when you could do things like go to the beach, go to the zoo? And Nick, I remember you went to the zoo and you saw activities outside, like in the car park that maybe...
Yeah, I saw a family do something that I've thought about every moment of every day I've been in hotel isolation. I just wonder what this family are up to now. Probably not good things.
And your family saw you for the first time at the zoo.
Watch out, kids. He will throw it. I was back at Melbourne Zoo over the weekend. Another classic just day spent there.
Huh? That is the best. And because Charlie's nearly three and you're about to have another one, the zoo is the best place to take kids of any age, is it?
Definitely.
Was this his first time to the zoo?
No, he's been to the zoo a few times. He's been to Werribee Open Range Zoo. Oh, he's been to Melbourne Zoo a few times. He loves certain animals, and now he knows more animal noises, knows the types of animal. Loves it. But it was Sunday. It was a beautiful day on Sunday, 20-odd degree. It was just perfect. Yeah. Perfect, sunny Melbourne day in May. It was packed. Zoo was packed.
Of course it's packed. Great joint.
We've hopped out of the car, and a lot of families, of course. So what I love about going to these things, when you get out of the car in the morning, you see all the families getting out, and it's excited kids.
Yeah.
And when you're getting back in the car a few hours later, it's kids that need a nap.
Yes.
There's a lot more tears on the back end of the zoo. But we all hop out of the car. We see a family, a couple cars down, big car. Lots of people get out. The parents get out. They've got a baby. They've got maybe a 12-year-old, 15-year-old, and then I want to say maybe an 18 or 20.
Right.
The mum was having a smoke.
Good on her.
Then went ahead and handed out, in one of the most insane things I've ever seen, cigarettes to all family members.
What do you mean?
And the kids.
Except the babies. Yeah.
Wow.
The most...
They weren't the fags, the lollies.
No.
But maybe the 18-year-old wasn't an 18-year-old. Maybe they were an adult that just looked young.
Well, maybe, but that doesn't explain the 15 and the 12.
Yeah, but they could have been young as well, because you would have looked...
Hang on.
You reckon what? They're all just moisturising.
When you were 25, you would have looked young.
Do you think she was giving a 12-year-old a cigarette?
Yeah.
Did that to smoke?
You should have said something.
Yeah. I'm not approaching any parent that gives a child a cigarette. What that parent would be capable of in a fight, I'm not going to win.
No.
I assume the baby had a vape. I don't know. But...
I can't. So what then happened?
It was all downhill from there. How are you going to beat that? I don't care if there were 10 orangutans.
You didn't see a 12-year-old light up.
Yeah, I did.
I reckon I used to smoke when I was 12.
Oh, no!
Mum used to smoke like Alpines, and I used to steal them out of her packet and smoke them in the toilet and blow it out the window.
Yeah, but Kazza wasn't handing you a cigarette in
public. But I'm saying, like, if they're going to do it, you might as well...
No, there's everything about... I feel like you were punked or stitched up.
Wasn't punked. How would I have been punked?
I don't know, but I can't imagine an actual mother...
It could have been like a not a cigarette.
12. The kid wasn't 12. It was
so young.
No, it was an adult.
So young.
A small adult.
Were they Stivos?
I refuse.
Stivos or Pall Mells?
I didn't ask. I'm not...
This was just a short-statured adult. There is no way 12-year-olds are getting cigarettes.
With a really young face?
Yeah.
You reckon?
They could have been just jockeys.
I've been tricked.
Yeah, they could have been just young.
Oh, do you reckon that's what
happened? Jocks.
It was the jockeys. Yeah, they all come from Flemington.
They're actually 30. But yeah.
I'm sick of horses. Let's see some other animals. Hey,
hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Bev and Nick are powered by Lumo Energy. Join for the low electricity rates. Stay to win free electricity credits in the ultimate power draw. Join Australian-owned Lumo today.